At 12 o'clock, it is currently 11 degrees and mostly cloudy. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Joey Caron. A new federal government initiative to lessen the burden of student loans is now officially in place. As of November 1st, students will not have to repay their student loans until they make at least $25,000 a year. Lowe's College student Nick Ignatov is a second-year radio student. He knows firsthand the cost of attending college.
My student loan, like OSAP-wise, is probably going to be around 20 to 30 grand when I graduate, I'd say. The loans themselves are basically like a ball and chain that you're going to drag for a long time.
The government hopes this will better help students transition into the workforce after college. Ignatov hopes it will do just that.
I think it's a good idea because a lot of students are going to come out of school and they won't be making much money. Let's face it, you know, it's hard to get a good start right out the gate. College does the best they can for you.
The new measure is part of the 2016 budget. Authorities are still looking for a suspect following an armed robbery outside a bank yesterday in Winchester, a small township southeast of Ottawa. The victim was allegedly struck by the armed robber, who then fled from the scene with an undisclosed amount of money. A local public school nearby was placed on temporary lockdown as a safety measure. The Liberal government is under scrutiny over a number of complaints filed against the province's Family Responsibility Office. The office, which handles court-ordered child and spousal support payments, has been subject to more than 1,000 complaints in the last fiscal year, according to Ontario's Ombudsman Paul Dubé. According to opposition critics, the Liberal government has had 13 years to make changes at the Family Responsibility Office, but still continues to generate complaints. Progressive Conservative Todd Smith says the office is layered with people who aren't doing their jobs. Yesterday, Progressive Conservatives stormed out of the question period in legislature. They were angry that the parliamentary rules restricted many of their questions in regards to the bribery charges laid against former Deputy Chief of Staff Pat Sorbara and Liberal operative Gary Lougheed. Sorbara has been charged with two counts of bribery under the Provincial Election Act, while Lougheed faces one count. Authorities claim that Sorbara offered federal MP Glenn Theobald an inducement to run for the Liberals. Theobald's lawyer says there's no inducement was ever made or accepted. As well yesterday, a 13-year-old girl lost her life while her 14-year-old friend remains hospitalized but in a stable condition after an incident at their local high school. Authorities say that a barefooted man entered Abbotsford Senior Secondary School and began assaulting the victims until being apprehended by faculty, all of which was caught on video. RCMP spokeswoman Staff Sergeant Jennifer Pound urges the public to avoid sharing the graphic video clip that has flooded the social media.
So you can well imagine what that does to our family, right? In the very first initial instances of this investigation, the family is now forced to watch that occur.
The police described this event as a random act of violence. The suspect had no prior connection to the two victims. Premier Christy Clark, being a mother herself, shared her condolences to the families affected by the incident. She understands the fear parents hold, worrying if something terrible will happen to their children.
Schools are very safe places in British Columbia, but the fact that this kind of thing can happen ruptures our sense of security, and we will do whatever we need to make sure that this kind of thing can't happen in schools.
The premier says she is waiting for the police investigation to be completed before deciding on whether changes need to be made to school safety procedures. In American election news, according to the latest ABC News/Washington tracking poll, the U.S. presidential election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is a virtual tie as of today. The demographic votes are stark between Trump and Clinton. Alex Stone has the story.
The race remains essentially a tie today, only 2 points separating Clinton and Trump among likely voters, 47% now choosing Clinton, 45% choosing Trump. The racial differences are stark. 81% of African Americans say they will vote for Clinton. 53% of whites say they're voting for Trump. Those who are 18 to 29 years old choose Clinton by a wide margin. Those who are over 65 choose Trump. Alex Stone, ABC News, Phoenix.
From our last Universal break, going up on stage to sing takes a lot of courage, even for well-seasoned musicians. Katy Perry talks to two Loyola students about their experiences.
I found the one Kevin Young, a first-year social service worker student at Loyalist College, has performed in front of an audience many times, and he always gets the same feelings.
When you first get up on stage, it's about the first 10 or 11 seconds into the song that you're really nervous, and you're thinking, what are the crowd thinking, and stuff like that, and then I just get lost in the music, and that's when it all goes away.
Vanessa Tignanelli, a photojournalism student at Loyalist College, started playing piano when she was 5 years old. She has traveled across Canada and has played in front of many different audiences.
You're not there to be background music for people. They're there to see you. So people that were at the festivals could choose between us or other bands that were playing at the same time. So if they were at your show, they wanted to see you and had heard your music before. So that was probably the coolest part, because you get people singing your lyrics.
So next time you see a musician on stage, get lost in the music and enjoy it with them. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 901X to 1206. Sports is next after the commercial break.
Unemployed, underemployed, or looking for a new career? Loyalist College wants to put you to work. Find out how during Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4. Consult with Loyalist faculty about more than 60 full-time programs, as well as distance studies and continuing education options. Learn about second career funding and prior learning assessment and recognition. Visit Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4, and enter a draw for a $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
Now, QNET Sports. Good afternoon. With QNET News, I'm Joey Caron. The 38th World Series has come to a close, and the Chicago Cubs are no longer the lovable losers. After 10 intense innings, the Cubs took the lead with one run, winning the game 9-8. ABC's Ryan Burrow has the story.
It took 7 games and 10 innings in that final game to erase a stigma attached to the Cubs since their last World Series winner back in 1908.
This is the year. No more next year, baby. It's this year.
The Cubs, comprised of a core of 20-something-year-olds like Addison Russell and Chris Bryant, managed to end decades-long talks of a curse.
We don't quit. This team was built to win.
Most of the young players are expected to remain in Chicago for a long time. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
All walks of life are basking in the first W the Chicago Cubs have taken home in more than over a century. The tension-filled World Series game had fans oozing with passion and emotion.
It was amazing, but I mean, I'm telling you right now, I mean, there's no words to describe how exciting it was.
I kept thinking of my grandmother, my grandfather, and how much they would love to see this.
They got tagged with lovable losers, and then now they're world champions, man. Like, you can't make any of this up.
Sporting goods stores kept their doors open all night to celebrate the World Series win with Chicago Cubs fans. Even this little guy understands how meaningful the win is.
Oh my gosh, like if I was born in 1909, I would have been born a year after the Cubs won the World Series last, and I wouldn't be alive now.
In Canadian sports, the Toronto Raptors took a victory home, 113-103 over the Washington Wizards yesterday. DeMar DeRozan scored 40 points, leading the game as top scorer. The 21 turnovers Washington gave to Toronto were capitalized upon, says Raptor coach Dwayne Casey.
They helped us a little bit. If not, it'd probably be a 15-point game their way. But again, we caused some of those turnovers, but it wasn't in going to the basket. It was other things. But again, we found a way to win.
In NHL news, the Montreal Canadiens took the win over the Vancouver Canucks last night with a strong 3-0 score in yesterday's game. The Pittsburgh Penguins bested the Anaheim Ducks in a battle of the birds, coming out on top with a score of 5-1. The Detroit Red Wings tested their wings against the Philadelphia Flyers, but were outflapped in overtime. The final score was 4-3 Red Wings. Tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to face off against the Buffalo Sabres at the First Niagara Center. The puck drops at 7 p.m. In Loyalist news, the Loyalist men's basketball team are on the road tonight as they make their way to Peterborough to face Fleming College. Game starts at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Lancers volleyball team gear up for the game at Algonquin College, while the Wellington Dukes host the Aurora Tigers. Go Lancers! Be sure to send us your team and league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of shower and a high of 13. The chance of rain continues into the evening with temperatures hitting zero. At 12:09, it's 11 degrees. For more QNET News, be sure to check us out on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joey Caron. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.